Chapter 4. Judge. In the morning, clean and in clothing provided by the detention center, they were shown into a pleasant office. Vita, suffering H withdrawal, refused to participate, and Orlean, appalled at what she had learned, had retreated to passivity again. Thus it was up to Jolie to handle this interview. A man of middle age sat in an easy chair. He stood as they entered. "Please make yourself comfortable," he said, indicating another chair. "This is a preliminary interview, informal, and if you wish, off the record. I merely wish to learn something about you." Jolie found herself disarmed by his manner. He hardly resembled a callous bureaucrat. She sat, and the man sat again. He had a receding hairline which he did not bother to mask, and an expanding waistline, yet he seemed healthy overall. His eyes were grey-brown, as if the pigment had smeared. There were smile lines framing both eyes and mouth, but also frown lines. "Now, when we ran the routine identification check on you, we discovered that you are a local resident, but there is no lost person report on you. Indeed, there is a qualifier. Your identification remains invalid unless you corroborate it. We are legally bound not to report you without your permission. This is unusual, to say the least." It was all so interesting. Certainly Luna knew where Vita was, for she had sent the two of them to her. But what connection did Vita have to Luna, and why was it so important to get the girl straightened out? "I sure don't know," Vita thought irritably, "and care less. Ask him if he's got any age." So the mystery remained, unless this was merely a convenient case to keep Jolie occupied and Orlean from sinking to hell. Well, it certainly was doing that. "I had a bad experience at home," Jolie said, speaking for Vita. Internally, she asked, "May I tell him?" "Go ahead, I don't care. But I won't go home." "This is often the case," the man agreed. "In past times, runaway children were routinely returned to their homes. Then it was discovered what they were running from, and policy changed." "Abuse?" "Perhaps," Jolie said cautiously. "Would you like information on what constitutes abuse, legally? We want to understand your situation and to have you understand it yourself." Jolie glanced at the matron.